Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Happy Friday! Friday is all the Zers. Do the Zers say that? Does anybody say Friday anymore?
I think it's just you.
It's just me.
It's
just
damn me. It!
I think that's it. Yeah.
Darn it!
Friday!
It sounds fun, though. I like it.
It does sound fun.
Sure.
And ridiculous.
A little silly.
For a man in his 40s to
a little
say.
Silly.
Friday! You could do
fry hay. No, we could just that's call it
fry hay.
Fry hay.
Fry hay. Let's not.
No,
let's
stick
if I ever say that again, just punch me right in the throat.
Oh.
All right. Hey, Katie's firing up the YouTube feed. Of course, we got that going each and every morning. You can watch what's going on inside a radio studio. Just search Mix 100 Denver on YouTube. Brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. What's up, dorks?
What's up? Happy Friday!
Friday! How was Broncos practice yesterday?
Hot, dude.
It was the last one, wasn't it?
It was the last one. That is good on you for knowing that, by the way.
Pretty tapped
up
into
to
sports.
Date. Yeah, it was the last one available to the public and to all of us media members out there. And it was a joint practice, so the Arizona Cardinals are in town for the game this weekend, and they practiced and scrimmaged against each other yesterday. So we got to see Kyler Murray and Colorado's very own, CSU's very own, Trey McBride, probably one of the best tight ends
two
in
my
the
favorites.
League. Oh, my gosh. They're unbelievable. Marvin Harrison Jr., by the way, too, Jer. I know you love him. Was out there as well. It was fun. It was a very high-intensity practice. I love the joint ones because you get to see the teams fight each other. And yesterday there was a scrum and there was a fight and some punches were thrown. And
not punches. Golly.
Oh, yeah. I like that because I think it's so funny. Men get mad at each other and punch each other when they have helmets on. And I'm like, that's just so funny because it's not going to hurt them.
It's
not.
Hurt your
it's going to hurt your hand. Your hand.
Oh, my pinky.
So I like that. We got to see a high-intensity practice. It was probably Bo Nix's best practice
it's
of
about
the entire,
time, huh?
Dude. The entire training camp period.
Are you worried about this season?
No, but there's an asterisk next to that no. I don't know. Last year, they far exceeded everybody's expectations. I mean, people were saying at the beginning of the season they were going to win 4 games.
Right.
And so when they, you know, come out winning 10, that's
pretty solid.
Huge deal. Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to be much better than that 10 win. They might be able to replicate that because the defense is probably the best in the league. That defense is unbelievable.
So they might surprise us.
You know
they
what?
They might.
Defenses win championships, Josh. That's
you,
what they
you're
say.
You're right.
It's a game of inches.
To score points.
They do.
It's a game of inches.
It is a game of inches. You're right.
You know what? You're right, Jerry. You know what?
Okay, inches,
Broncos are going undefeated this year. It is a game of inches.
Game of inches.
No, it was good. It was hot yesterday. The fires are burning, so it was very smoky. Had one of the Broncos players have to go off the field and get into an ambulance yesterday because he was having like crazy asthma attack. Because of all the smoke. So it was very hot and muggy and very long press conferences yesterday. So I just baked in the sun like a little baked potato.
So you're happy that it's over for you? Or do you still have to go back?
No, not until the season. So once the season starts, we'll be going back. But we're in the locker room at that point, so it's nice and cool.
Which is, you love hanging out in men's locker rooms.
I love hanging out in men's locker
rooms.
Who doesn't, though?
Meat gazing is the best. It's great, yeah.
Do they walk around naked in there?
Yes.
Sometimes,
I can't. Let me tell you something funny.
Really?
It's
a locker
look,
room.
It's a locker room. I honestly don't think media members should be allowed in there. That's my humble opinion because the poor dudes are like, we need to shower and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times I have just stared at the ceiling and counted the ceiling tiles while a bunch of 6 foot eight, because I'm not the tallest guy in the world, 6 foot eight linemen walk around.
You're kind of eye level.
Their stuff. Yeah, and I feel bad for everybody, the men and women that are in the locker rooms trying to do their job, because we're all professionals here.
Yeah.
But there's naked linemen that are 315 pounds walking around, and you're just like, oh, yeah, this is a nice ceiling.
I'll never forget my time in sports radio in locker rooms.
Really?
And sometimes players will just be like very apparent about it to make you uncomfortable.
Oh, they'll just stand right in front of you.
They'll just get it right out. You know,
I mean, they got
just
the leg up, powdering themselves.
You know, maybe wiggling a little, and you're like, oh my gosh. Like, because they want you to flinch or like catch you looking, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to look straight up at the whole time. And it's like the most
uncomfortable
thing.
It is.
But man, I've got stories about some of those players that I like to tell people.
Well, I'd say like
95%
of them do a good job.
They
they're wearing the towels. They're, you know, they get changed in discreet ways. But I do feel bad for
them. I'd come running out with my jock strap on my face.
Imagine if Jeremy was a professional athlete.
I can't.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine me just standing there in nothing but a jock strap trying to interview the players?
Yo, you're trying to interview the players in a jock
strap. Me! I mean, like, the tables have turned, haven't they? Bo Nix.
That would be the funniest thing.
Look at my Bo Nix.
Oh, you need to do that now. Now we need to get you in the
jock strap. That's actually a good idea.
Can you get you in the locker room.
Can you give me some media passes, Josh?
Oh, yeah, I got you. That'd be hilarious.
Really,
oh, my gosh.
Oh.
The second thing I need is a jock strap.
Yeah.
That is such a good idea, though. Now I want to try that.
We should. Just be like, how's it feel now?
Yeah, me just stripping in the middle of the locker room. How the tables have turned, Bo Nix.
And then JKJ was never invited to the Broncos practice again.
Ever.
One time thing.
And one lucky player will get my jock strap as a souvenir.
This one's too small, buddy.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a good one. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Denver's Mix 100.